Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thank you so very much for joining me this evening on a right on moment. I thought I would bring that song into session since it was so passionately sung by Anita Baker. Let's talk about it today. This whole series and this month and next month, we're doing 2 months on Right On, Right On, Right On, Right On. Because I'm going to be doing a lot of writing, and I'm going to expose you, those passionate lovers out there who love to write about the things that they're passionate about, of course. I'm going to expose you to some opportunities to get your writings out there and to get your narratives and your transcripts out there so that you can get them published. That's right. We have to learn that there is opportunities and entrepreneurship in writing. And it's not just about putting our fists up saying, right on, right on, right on, right on. I want you to understand that the Egyptians wrote on everything. They left their lasting mark. Wherever they felt compassionate, they left their lasting mark. Do you not know that anyone that feels like they've had an experience, they should write about it? Some jobs are out there where they ask you to write about your travel experience if you feel compassionate about it. And guess what? Those books go on to be bestsellers. Those who write about things that they're compassionate about write about topics that are bestsellers. Now, the song I just played for you was a family song by Anita Baker, singing it from her soul because it was a passionate topic about those who she loved. As you notice, she said, "My husband and my sons." As she sung the song about the compassionate relationship she had with them, she could sing it only the way that she could sing it and tell the story only the way that she would tell it. Now, we're going to tell our own stories through our writing. As you know, I write all over this blog talk, and you can see that I'm passionate about writing and telling my experiences. I know that my legacies will be left behind as I make my transition. That is why I'm so passionate about writing throughout the internet session and putting my websites up and my mark wherever I could go. Then I know I will never perish. I will live on long after I've made my transition. I want to talk to you about the writings that I do. I've had some time to talk about my poetry, but most of you don't know that I write while under a trance. I write my poetry from my right side of my brain. I wasn't a poet and had no skills of knowing how to write until I decided to go into meditation. Then I was able to bring out the right side of my creative side and write poetry. However, I do write narratives, and I have completed my narrative on the effects that females have on African-American males coupled with their culture. Now, I'm about to put forth a number of different narratives and transcripts that I've completed. And I am on display here in the Maryville area where I will have some of my writings on display, published at a library. Now, these writings will be writings from storytellers for children. There will also be training and development e-books for teachers to use. Now, I want to talk to you about ebooks and about Kindles and Amazon and how some of us are finding our gold mine in writing through ebooks and writing on the Kindle. Now, if you don't already have your Kindle ID and Kindle page, you need to go and set it up because we're going to be doing a lot of writing in the next month to come. Right on into December, right on. Because I want you to see that this work you can do from your home and work that you do, that is admirable. It is admirable for a price that you can sell teachers as well. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm very passionate about my family, and I write my poetry from time to time about my family, just like Anita Baker does. So when you sing about something that you're passionate about, it comes through in the soul. Like Nina Simone talks about everything must change. The air, the wind, everything must change. She gets so passionate about it when she sings the song. Everything must change. Nothing stirs. The same, everyone must change. Nothing and no one stays the same. The young becomes the old. A mystery does unfold.
But that's the way of life. Nothing I know when the stairs are scared. Let me rain falls from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. A wounded heart must heal, but never much too soon, for that's the way of life. There are not many things in life that you can be sure of, except for rainfall from the sky and
that's right. Everything will change. Our writings make it possible to leave a legacy behind. Do you know that men started writing their epitaph and leaving their legacies behind for times to come? And now we're finding that we're in the new technology age. We can just speak into the recorder and transcribe our life's history and capture our world in a net and then document that through pen and paper. Writing is something so valuable. Those who write have the ability to fight with justice with their words. And those who are passionate about their stories must get their memoirs out there. How many of you have began to write your memoirs? How many of you feel like you should start writing it right now and don't wait until you're ready to kill over in the grave? I want to say this much for you. We're going to be bringing in some people that will be writers, young writers who are poets, and they will be talking about why they write, and they will be talking about why they rhyme. See, a good writer must be a good reader. Anyone that writes has to have a good handle on reading. Now, we go to college and we read books. Wouldn't you suppose that we could teach ourselves and save our money? But we're not apt to go and read on our own, so we pay someone to force us to read their books. When in fact, if we read our own material for ourselves and not go to these institutions, then we could regurgitate writings of our own and have our own pedagogical philosophies. Every one of you should have your own pedagogical philosophy on subjects and on various topics. Never let someone speak for you. Always be ready to give the reason for your hope of glory, and be ready to be put to the test. I know sometimes people feel apprehended because words get in the way, and those old cliches about spells of spelling. Yes, when you write and spell words, you're putting and casting a spell on someone. Words are very, very powerful, and there are many powerful words in the universe. I began to love words, and I knew that I had to go and learn as much as I could about words, like mnemodictyphones and diagrams and homonyms and synonyms. So I went back to school and put another 18 credit hours in at the age of 60. And I began to learn words and retire those words that were no longer needed. And I began to write, and I wrote on everything. I wrote in diaries. I wrote on websites. I wrote in blogs. And just as you can see, my legacy and habitats are all over the Internet and all over the Facebook as well. Some might say that you just can't write on one page of Facebook. You have to have two and three and five, and you have to introduce new topics. So what do writers do for a living, and how do they make it? There are tons of writers out there right now that are writing electronically, and they're posting their books under e-books and electronic books and Kindles, and they are making a fortune. And they are doing their own thing, writing about what is passionate to them. Now, you must find a niche. You just can't get out there writing about anything. It must be a niche, and you must find that niche through trial and elimination. There's a process. Now, these young men that I'm going to invite in to host the show, hopefully they'll be coming this Friday, these are truly writers. They have written things that they have had to learn to memorize. It gets to be very difficult when you put your writings down and then have to memorize them. But I must say these young people have done a darn good job of being able to mimic and regurgitate these words and put emphasis and tonation in their words while reading. I, for example, have to sit and read mine because collectively sometimes while in meditation, you don't really recall what it is that you've written down because sometimes those words are given to you. They're not your own. Now, when I talk about writing, I want you to understand that writing started with the Egyptians and that the first language was written by the Egyptians. Don't let anybody fool you about the Greek language. The language started with the Egyptians, and they wrote on everything that they could, such as the walls, and they inscribed their stories. We must tell our stories, and we must take some time to talk about what is most passionate to us. As you know, I talk a lot about relationships, relationship counseling, bonding with your partner, unions with your partner, and I talk about how to find the right mate. So that is what I'm most passionate about, is family. So I write mostly about family, and I discuss mostly about family because those are the areas that I have the most experience in. I also naturally have experience in allied health. And those who are following me or Streaker tend to think that I am the doctor in the house when I begin to speak on health-related issues. It's like E.F. Hutton, they begin to sit and listen. I have over 3,000 followers just on Streakers alone following me because I talk about middle age issues of women pertaining to everything from menopause to aging to stress to diet, you name it, through frequency healing, spontaneous healings. I speak on those topics, and people listen. I find myself being very gifted when speaking on these topics because this must have been topics that have been laid in my Akashic record some time ago that were filed away. But you must find the areas that you feel most proficient in and begin to start to write on those topics. I want to say for the record that there are people that are publishing their e-books for less than $3, and they're making a fortune. I don't think that it's dumb for someone to reduce their book down to $2.99 and think that they won't prosper. Some people are doing extremely well because they're writing about topics that people are interested in. Now, don't go telling me that you're going to copy and plagiarize somebody else's work because you bought the right to an e-book. And don't go telling me you're going to reiterate somebody else's material that you read. You should have an opinion for yourself on every topic. If you don't have an opinion, then go read about it and develop yourself an opinion. Because it's most unfortunate when you do not allow the Creator to work through you in expressing yourself. And that is all you're doing. One man's work is good as the next man. We all have an opinion, and we must demonstrate our opinions. We cannot shrug our shoulders and say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I run into old men now that don't have an opinion about anything. The most information they get is from the news, and they don't read the newspaper, and they don't read articles, and they don't study for themselves. When you are a reader, you develop opinions about everything because you become objective about things that does not register in your Akashic records. Now, some of us come from long lines of writers because in our Akashic records, we'll find that innately it's in us to write. I was told once when a child scribbles on the wall, do not spank that child. Transition that child to a poster board or to a piece of flannel paper and allow that child to write, even if you have to roll paper on the floor for them to write on. But do not spank that child for scribbling on the wall. That child has seen a clean surface that he wants to inscribe and leave his legacy on. It's very vital that we should put a pen in our young children's hands very early and let them scribble. Scribble is the first stage of writing. I often tell parents when I give them preschoolers work and we use a methodology from Maria Montessori of the circles in one direction, that this is a preparation for writing foundation and maybe the next step. The child will begin to write Danilian, and they will begin to write slanted, and they will then begin to write in their penmanship of cursive writing. You know, penmanship and handwriting isn't mandatory in the school system anymore. So a lot of children do not know how to write cursive. They do not know how to write Danilian, and they are not taught how to go from printing to Danilian. And in most Montessori programs, they are teaching right when the child learns how to print, how to make the loop curve to transition right into cursive writing. And you don't always have to spell every word correct. I do accept creative spelling because I do a lot of that myself until I can get my hands on a dictionary. I sound the word out that where it best sounds to me, then I get my hands on a dictionary, then I enunciate the word and look up the correct spelling. Now, it's not always easy to detect our own errors, so we always must consider giving our work to somebody to review and edit. There's nothing wrong with asking someone to look over your work. It's very vital. I know sometimes I come on this show and I'm writing so fast and I have no one to even be on the show, let alone read what I'm writing. And when we come to this conclusion that the writers are the ones who will capture history, we will then see the value of our writers. I am a storyteller. However, I am a reader. So because I read so much, I also enjoy writing. And some of my writings can be found around the internet. I write about things about the heart of a woman. I write about relationships. I write about poetry. I write about relationships with my children and my family. So they're passionate things. And I can expound upon those things forever because they make me feel like I am excited about what it is I want to tell the world. In order to write, you must be excited about something. Now you can sit at a terminal, an empty screen, or at a typewriter with nothing on the page and speak into Dragon Naturally Speaking and record your words and watch it pick up as you train it to hear your voice and to type the words on the page that you're saying. That is a good start to getting started with a manuscript. It's very vital that you should understand recorders are very, very good. I don't write anything without a recorder. I record everything I write first, then I transcribe my work, and then I ask somebody else to review it and look over it and retranscribe it so it gets a second look. Now, stenographers are looking for work, and they're charging small amounts of money, such as $20 for 2 hours of work. And if you could get a stenographer or a transcriber to type your work and you keep those people with you, they learn your style of writing and they can help you and they can assist you, as well as the person that learns your style, if you're writing children books, to learn the illustrating style. It's very vital that you should understand that we are going to be creating million-dollar individuals through writing now. In today's time, information is so plentiful. It retires itself so frequently. So more and more writing is required for everything. Codes are required to be converted into writing. There are doctors who are writing words, and they're asking medical records people to transcribe them into number and codes so that they now represent a code. As you look at Japanese letters, they have a code and they have an actual image and they have a sound. So we must understand that with the new age of the electronic books, people are reading, to every 100 books that they're reading, they are reading 10 times as many electronic books on the Kindle. That's right, because it's so convenient when they travel, they can take the Kindle right with them and they can read and they can collect all of their books in one terminal. If you can remember carrying tons of books around with you to bed, like I used to do, and trying to flip through all of them at night, when you can take them on a train, bus, or on a flight when you're traveling, it's very, very easy to sign up for the Kindle. And those books that come out that you might want to sample, there, some of them are free. You can sample them and read those books. Now, one of the things I caution all teachers to do, learn to become a storyteller. I will be featured over at the library in Miraville at the Lake County Library doing children's storytelling in the month of November. I will be passing out my autographs on the pictures as well as distributing the books that I have written and the storytelling books of the electronic DVD. So for those of you who want to support me, please come out around November the 14th. There will be authors upstairs as well as downstairs publicizing their material, displaying their material, and some of our work is on a showcase currently as I speak now. Now, I know that time is upon us, but I want you to understand that teachers, you should be writers. There is cost and expense in writing, I know. Getting your EIN numbers and your codes and your copyrights, all those things when you want to be a self-publisher. But there are many organizations out there that will let you park your work on their particular computer system, such as CreateSpace, Lulu.com, and many, many more. You can park your work there until you put a sales price on it. And you must remember, when you put the sales price on it, you must price it appropriately so that when you calculate everything, your sales tax is included and the fee that you give the actual company for displaying your work and Amazon if they should sell your book. And you get a percentage as well. Now, even though you give your EIN, even though they give you an EIN number, that does not mean you lose integrity of your book. That means that you're giving them the right to put their stamp on as if they are the publisher. But if you don't want them to be the publisher, you must get your own EIN number and preferably get at least a dozen of those if you're planning on writing more than one book so you can use your EIN numbers to place on your various different books. And there's some discount for teachers who are writing the textbooks and who are writing material for institutions. Now, the book that I have written a manuscript on, The Effects That Females Have on African-American Males, I want that to be an institution that I leave behind for teachers to refer to about black boys and about the infantile development of black children in general. So I want that to be distributed by Amazon and to other institutions and nationally. Some of us don't understand our books can be transcribed into other languages and sold in other countries, and you can receive royalties from countries as well. Now, I know about that because I once received royalties from my CD that I was a part of when I sang in Europe. However, the CD that we did while on stage in the dedication of Princess Diana with LaBouche, those proceeds are now being given to Mother Teresa. And I feel that that's an honor for her to have those proceeds. We're no longer there in Germany, so you can't expect to receive royalties. Royalties are something that we're going to talk about next time and talk about how do you calculate your royalties, do you pay taxes on them, and how do you report your earnings to the government. You must be cognizant about reporting everything you get to the government so you don't get in trouble with any tax laws. You must learn the tax laws, and you must have an EIN number. And you must also look at getting a merchant's account that will loan you money up front based on the number of books that you're selling so that you would have working capital. And you must also get a way to be able to charge the books through a credit card. And there is a neat little apparatus that you can now get that actually attaches to your phone so you can run someone's credit when they want to make a purchase of your material. And don't just get books. There are other things that you can incorporate. There are many other things like training and development for teachers. We did a three-part training on special ed that is television ready that is now going to be available to the teachers to purchase it to help them understand the laws and the policy of special ed. Now, one of the things I want to also say is that even though you're going to be writing continuously and writing one book after the other, know that each passionate book runs slow because passion doesn't run that deep unless you're starting over again after you've written that first passionate book. Now, how-to books are very, very important. So if you have any knowledge on topics that you can disperse of about how-to, I suggest you write about those. Write on. Because those will be the topics that you know the most about. Now, there are some ghostwriters that you can go out and get that have information on topics, and you can proposition them to write books for you. Now, if you're the talented person that I think you are, you're going to want to write your own books. But you want to be careful to document and to give credit so that you do not plagiarize anyone's material, and making sure that you write the bibliography and footnote it appropriately so you can give each person the credit for their own material. Now, children's books are in one category. However, you can tie this right into Blog Talk. Blog Talk will be used as a marketing tool to market your material, and you can use Blog Talk for a number of different things that I'm getting ready for. The next time we're on the show, we're going to start a special contest for teachers And this contest is going to be submissions that teachers will give about their experience. And it's not just any kind of teachers. It's the master teachers who would like to give one or two pages of writing about their experience as a master teacher, because we will be compiling a book together. And for those who would like to participate and be a part, there will be a prize to give to those people, okay? And we'll talk about that more on our next subject, because we want to get into doing some webinars and workshops with these teachers online again, and we want to start talking about how we can use writing as an entrepreneur business and how we can use it so that we are writing on our Kindles and writing books that can be uploaded on Kindle as well as our e-books. Some of our books are overpriced. I know mine was. It was just sitting there on Lulu.com, overpriced. I had to take it down so that I could reprice it, because nobody wants to pay for hardcover books anymore when they can get a wireless e-book. And it's very important that you should understand that wireless e-books are not hardcover bind books. And teachers, I would like for you to come out and to support us as we do our poetry slam. That is all about language and writing. Some of you teachers are not supporting these young people in their writing, because some of them will go on to be songwriters and they'll go on to make something of themselves, and we think that they're just slamming poems. But it's more than just slamming poems. It takes a lot of perspiration and inspiration to write. They are putting it out there, and it's up to us to get behind them and support them in their writing. Right on, right on, right on, right on. This is what we're going to be saying for the whole month of November, because I want to see some writers out there and I want to see some competition going. We sharpen our edge through competition, and without competition, we become dull blades. And the only way I can stay sharp as an international poet is that I have to use my talent to keep my blade sharpened. So come on out and sharpen your blade with us and be a part of the Write On, Write On, Write On sessions, because we are going to bring in some fantastic speakers this month, and they will be mostly youth. And then we're going to follow up. We're going to take a little break and talk about relationship, you know, something that I'm very passionate about, and bring in our relation expert. And Alicia will be coming to us from the area of Indiana, and she is a relationship specialist, and she'll be telling it like a T.I. is. And we're going to get back on how we can do this thing right and finding our best soulmate. And I want you to join me and follow me. Keep on following the leader. I want to thank you for following the leader. And you have been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and I want to thank you for letting me be myself again in this Oracle Read Room this evening for Omienka 7 and Tribe. Right on, right on, right on. Right on, right on, right on. Right on, right on. We say that because we want you to understand that whatever you're passionate about, you can write about that. Right on. Right on, right on. So keep writing out there and keep putting it to them, because you defended yourself with the pen. Thank you so much, and please do join us. We will be back on again on Friday at our feature time, 10 o'clock.
Such a lucky woman, hope someone said, I had so much love from all the women. Ask me how I do it, but I haven't touched a man. Sunrise and the sunset, I did the best that I can. Cause I know that I can never choose just one. Cause it's dreaming in my life, and my husband and my son. Yeah. gonna tell him handsome once for a life. The big one steals my covers in the middle of the night. He keeps from sweating beneath me, and I believe they're right. Cause the young ones call me mommy, and the other calls me wife. I never know that I could love her so much. Cause the three men in my life, they're my husband and my son.
Such a compassionate song, something to write about. For those of you who are compassionate about your family and loved ones, come in here next week ready to write about something that you're compassionate about. Why not your husband? Why not your sons and your daughters and your loved ones? Write about what compassion means to you. As Anita Baker expressed her children so dearly to her, intimately, relationships are important. And if we write about those things that are most intimate to us, we tend to touch someone else's soul and leave a legacy of experiences to follow. Leave a legacy behind with your pen and pad. Don't think we're stopping here. We are only just begun. To write about the compassion things that make a difference in our lives, to make us fluent writers and make us master teachers. Teachers, come on in and write about your most passionate experience. We don't care what the topic is, but come in and talk about it. We're going to help each other get started on this so that our writings will be throughout the internet. Just as I have begun the process of building websites and putting information and scribes out there, we're going to be putting people to work as transcribers as well as we write. And don't forget, we're building our communities now. We're making a difference. And those of you who are still interested in working in the area of an advocate to build your communities, that is still available to you. Teachers, I want you to get on top of these resource centers so we can start building for ourselves and recreating our own as we begin to write on, write on, write on, write on. Write on, soldiers. Up, you mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. Oh, double. And I say, Baba Booey to our sister company out there, our sister recording record, Harambe. I say, Harambe. Harambe, Harambe, right on. See you on Friday at 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.